This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It didn't take long. U.S. airstrikes targeted militia groups after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack in Iraq. The AP's Karen Shamas on President Biden's directive.
Biden's order for retaliatory airstrikes came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack at an airbase in northern Iraq. The Iranian-backed militia, Kataib Hezbollah, and affiliated groups claimed credit for the attack that used a one-way attack drone. The U.S. strikes were carried out on three locations in Iraq, less than 13 hours after the U.S. personnel were attacked. According to U.S. Central Command, the strikes destroyed the targeted facilities and likely killed a number of Kataib Hezbollah militants. I'm Karen Chamas.
Just yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that the war with Hamas isn't close to finished. This morning, residents of Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza say the Israelis bombarded camps there, apparently getting ready for a wider ground offensive. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to arrive in Mexico City tomorrow. He'll be trying to work out new agreements to control a surge of migrants trying to get into the U.S. Meanwhile, thousands are still trying to cross the border. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home. Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is tweeting after being transferred to an Arctic prison colony. "I am your new Santa Claus," he said. Navalny's supporters say the transfer was arranged to keep him out of sight after President Putin's announcement that he will run for re-election in March. This is AP News. Britain's King Charles is talking about the planet and wars around the world.
King Charles III's Christmas message has addressed the health of the planet and the wars that are raging. In a prepared video shot with him standing beside a Christmas tree in Buckingham Palace, the king gave his first Christmas speech since his coronation in May. He honored those who help others.
We need to build on existing ways to support others less fortunate than ourselves, because out of God's providence, we are blessed with much.
The king also referred to the wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas. He invoked the words of Christ, to do unto others as you would have them do to you. I'm Norman Hall.
Pope Francis made a Christmas Day appeal for peace in the world, and in particular between Israel and the Palestinians. He called for Hamas to release the hostages it's holding. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.